appreciate you guys coming again today. A feminist speaker was addressing a large group and asked, "Where would man be if it were not for women?" She paused for a moment and looked around the room before saying, "I repeat, where would man be today if it were not for women?" From the back of the room, a lone male voice called out, "He would be in the Garden of Eden eating strawberries." The man's response points to the story of the temptation and fall in the garden. All too soon, the garden of perfect bliss was to become the scene of man's downfall, and the entire creation's plunge into millennia of sadness and sorrow under the bondage of sin and corruption. The Apostle Paul's Roman letter states plainly in Romans chapter 5 verse 12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Without the enlightenment of God's word, we will forever be in the dark concerning the world's perpetual turmoil and conflict, all tracing back to that one deadly and fatal encounter in the garden. Romans chapter 8 verses 22 to 23 says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also waiting for the redemption." The drama in the garden centers around two trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Genesis chapter 2 verse 9. Over these two named trees, the Lord God placed two prohibitions. The first was before the fall. Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 to 17 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Back in the Garden of Eden, it was certainly proper for Adam and Eve to eat, and their need was met through all kinds of fruit trees. But God placed a prohibition on that one fruit, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And He said that, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." The second prohibition was imposed after the fall and was directed against the second tree, the tree of life. Genesis chapter 3 verses 22 to 24 says, "And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim, and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." Against the two trees, the Lord pronounced a prohibition. Thus, Roman numeral 1, we have the Chinese character for prohibition. The Chinese character for prohibition, pronounced in Chinese as jin. Pronounced in Chinese as jin. There have been further requests to include the pronunciation on the slides, so I have placed it on the extreme right. You don't have to write it down if you do not wish to. It is purely optional. The Chinese characters for two trees and God pronounced give us the Chinese character for prohibition. Again, Genesis chapter 2 verses 16 to 17 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it." And Genesis chapter 3 verse 22 says, "And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Two trees. Next enters the tempter. This deadly enemy of man's soul is ever on the prowl, like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. Testifying before the Lord, Satan confessed to his going to and fro in the earth in search of prey. On a fateful day, he made an entry into the Garden of Eden in the form of a serpent. Let God's word tell the story. And the man said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruits of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." And the serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil." Two Chinese characters provide more information. One Chinese character that provides more information is Roman numeral 2, the Chinese character for devil. The Chinese character for devil, pronounced in Chinese as, yeah, I heard it, gui. Pronounced in Chinese as gui. The Chinese characters for secretly moving man and garden give us the Chinese character for devil. The Chinese characters for secretly moving man and garden give us the Chinese character for devil. This character is a shortened form of the Chinese character for person. As if part of the person is concealed, as if the person is hiding in secret. Picture Satan moving into the garden in the disguise of a serpent to speak secretly with the voice of a man to Eve. You remember in the sermon 3 weeks ago, this was the Chinese character for life. This could also be the Chinese character for moving, because if something is alive, it is moving. Two young boys were walking home from Sunday school and sharing their reflections on the lesson. They had been studying the temptation of Eve in the garden. Little Pete said to his friend John, "Do you believe that stuff about the devil? Do you think there really is a devil?" John looked at him and said, "Nah, it's just like Santa Claus, it's your dad." No, the devil does exist. The ancient Chinese had it right when they wrote the character for devil. The 4,000-year-old Chinese script incorporated providentially preserved elements of truth, including the existence of the devil. From 4,500 years ago, the Chinese character for devil told the story, a silent witness to his existence. Another Chinese character that provides more information is Roman numeral 3, the Chinese character for tempter. The Chinese character for tempter, pronounced in Chinese as mo, pronounced in Chinese as mo. The Chinese characters for devil, cover, and two trees give us the Chinese character for tempter. The Chinese characters for devil, cover, and two trees give us the Chinese character for tempter. Approaching the two trees, he takes cover thereunder. With wily cunning, the serpent misleads Eve with its forked tongue. A forked tongue is a tongue which has not one end but two, pointing in different directions. With one end of the tongue, the serpent speaks the truth, "Your eyes will be opened, knowing good and evil." With the other end of the tongue, he speaks error. Ye shall not surely die. In other words, he mixed truth and error. Sometimes we call this half-truth. By the way, one main source of false doctrine is the introduction of extra-biblical teachings. In other words, these teachings are brought in along with and alongside the truth. Peter called them destructive or damnable heresies in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. While Paul called them doctrines of devils in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. Author and Bible lecturer H.L. Wilmington is right when he says, a tiny portion of daily poison placed in a gallon of wholesome milk is far more dangerous than a bottle of marked poison, for the fatal milk is often unrecognized until it is too late. With double talk, the tempter, letter A, arouse is lust of the flesh. When Satan the serpent showed Eve the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 that it was good for food. That is the lust of the flesh. It was an appeal to the lust of the flesh. With his double talk, the serpent also, letter B, aroused Eve's lust of the eyes. Aroused Eve's lust of the eyes. Everyone will be tempted by the lust of the eyes. Here is a modern day example of the lust of the eyes. A pastor and his family were walking down a street in Daytona Beach, Florida. Two women, scantily clad, passed by. The pastor remarked, "How disgusting." His wife retorted, "If it is so disgusting, why do you look?" The 12-year-old son spoke up and said, "I think Dad likes to be disgusted." Not only was the fruit good for food, but the biblical record says in Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 that it was pleasant to the eyes. That will be the lust of the eyes. It was very enticing to look upon. It did not look so dangerous after all, but it looked rather beautiful. The forbidden fruit was pleasant to the eyes. Lastly, with his double talk, the tempter, letter C, aroused Eve's pride of life. Aroused Eve's pride of life. When Satan made his approach to Eve, he said, "Hey, the reason God said not to eat of it is because he knows that if and when you do eat of it, you will be like him. Your eyes will be opened and you'll be like he is. You'll be like God." He was saying that it would make one wise. So he appealed to the pride of life. By the way, Christ faced very similar temptations as Eve did in the Old Testament. It's interesting that the temptation of Christ followed the same avenues as the temptation of Eve back in the Garden of Eden. It was true not only of Eve in the garden, not only of Jesus Christ there in the wilderness when he was led to the wilderness to be tempted, but it's true of you and me as well. It was true in the Garden of Eden. It was true in Christ's temptation in the wilderness, and it is true of the temptation that you and I will face as well. We will have to fight the devil and his temptations. An old preacher is reported to have prayed the following prayer each day. "Oh Lord, give me a backbone as big as a saw log and ribs like the sleepers under the church floor. Put iron shoes on my feet and galvanized breeches on my body. Give me a rhinoceros hide for skin and hang up a wagon load of determination in the gable end of my soul. Help me to sign the contract to fight the devil as long as I've got a tooth and then gum him until I die." To be more specific, we're not to gum the devil, we have to resist the devil. A young man was buying a shirt in a department store. The shirt label said, shrink resistant. Shrink resistant. He asked the clerk what that meant. The clerk said, oh, the label means that the shirt will shrink, but it doesn't want to. The shirt resists being shrunk. Similarly, we have to resist the devil. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, what? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Satan's dart found its mark. And Eve took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Note that it was Eve who was tempted, and Eve who fell. The Chinese made no mistake. It was a woman, not the man, who lusted and desired the fruit. Hence, Roman numeral 4, we have the Chinese character for covet. The Chinese character for covet. Pronounced in Chinese as lan. Pronounced in Chinese as lan. A reporter once asked the elder Rockefeller, how much money does it take to satisfy a person? The billionaire snapped back, what? You heard it before, right? Just a little more, or always a little more. Here is an example of non-covetousness. A man went to a pizza parlor and ordered a medium-sized pizza. When it was ready, the cook asked him if he wanted it cut into 4 pieces or 6. The man thought a moment, then said, better make it 4 pieces. I don't think I can eat 6 pieces. Ridiculous, just kidding. The Chinese characters for two trees and woman give us the Chinese character for covet or desire. The Chinese characters for two trees and woman give us the Chinese character for covet or desire. Of course, you know what the two trees are. I already mentioned them at the beginning. Of course, the focus here is on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. By the way, although it was the woman, not the man, who lusted and desired the fruit, that doesn't mean that Eve was a greater sinner. Both Adam and Eve were tempted, and both fell into sin. It's interesting to note that in warning the Corinthian church, which was being corrupted by heresies, Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3, I fear, lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. However, we do know that Paul was applying his words generally to both men and women in the church who were in danger of being deceived by false teachers. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14, Paul does refer to the tendency of the woman to be deceived. Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Nevertheless, Adam was equally, if not more, at fault, because he was supposed to be the leader and not the follower. In a temptation, he turned his God-given headship over to Eve. Big mistake. Adam as a head was entirely blameworthy. Thus, Adam shouldn't blame his wife, saying, the woman whom thou givest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Someone jokingly said, every man needs a wife, because there are many things that go wrong that you can't blame on the government. No, Adam shouldn't blame his wife. Then came the moment of truth. Eve's eyes were opened, as the tempter has said. Instantly, as soon as the sin was committed, she and her husband saw their nakedness, and an acute sense of shame and fear came over them. Thus, Roman numeral 5, we have the Chinese character for naked. The Chinese character for naked. pronounced in Chinese as luo. Pronounced in Chinese as luo. Don't worry, I can give extra Chinese lessons after this, as long as you pay me. The Chinese character for naked can actually be written in three different ways. Alright? In the first way, the Chinese character for person and fruit give us the Chinese character for naked. Genesis chapter 3 verses 6 to 7 says, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. The eyes of them, these persons, both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. The Chinese characters for person and fruit give us the Chinese character for naked. In the second way of writing the Chinese character for naked, the Chinese characters for body and fruit give us the Chinese character for naked. Again, Genesis chapter 3 verses 6 to 7 says, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that their bodies were naked. The Chinese character for body and fruit give us the Chinese character for naked. In the third way of writing a Chinese character for naked, the Chinese characters for clothing and fruit give us the Chinese character for naked. The more complete passage of Genesis chapter 3 verses 6 to 7 says, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And following on, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. The Chinese character for clothing and fruits give us the Chinese character for naked. The pastor was so proud of his new loose leaf Bible and decided to use it as he began preaching a series on Genesis. As he was reading his text, he read, "And Adam said to Eve," then he turned the page to complete the verse, but looked up rather embarrassed and said, "It looks like a leaf is missing." Okay, it works this time. Naked, shame and fear grip the offenders. Hiding behind self-made leafy aprons, behind foliage and trees, did nothing to allay the shame and fear. What a fruit! They were naked. Reminds me of the young pastor who had rung a member's doorbell and was waiting to be received, but no one came to the door. He sensed that someone was at home, so he kept ringing. As a final departing act, he wrote Revelation 3:20 on the back of one of his calling cards and stuck it under the door. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in." 2 days later, the pastor received his calling card back in an envelope with a brief note attached that simply contained the text from Genesis chapter 3 verse 10. "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Man instantly fell under curse and the sentence of death. Man's efforts to save himself were futile. Then and there in the garden, God's plan of salvation was announced. As soon as man fell, God announced the plan of salvation. The promise of a savior was made to Adam and Eve. He did it by word in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, where we have the first promise of the savior. The promise of the savior was made to Adam and Eve, presumably with other statements as to how this was to be a ground of trusting for the salvation of God. The reformer Martin Luther calls Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 the first gospel. The prohibitions breached, the awful penalty of death brought upon man, the Lord God said to Satan in man's presence, "And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." God spoke of another seed, the seed of the woman, who crushed the head of the one responsible for bringing about the first fall and defeat him. The promised salvation for mankind was the seed, a woman, the virgin-born Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, our perfect sacrifice. Looking forward to Jesus Christ, Adam and Eve believed the gospel and were saved. That is why Genesis chapter 3 verse 20 says, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living." By the way, do you know what Adam said on the day before Christmas? "It's Christmas, Eve." Just kidding. Not only was the promise of a Savior made to Adam and Eve by word, the promise of a Savior was made to Adam and Eve by act. Because to Adam and to his wife, the Lord God made coats of skins and clothed them. Genesis chapter 3 verse 21 says, "Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothed them." To clothe the two men, that God had to sacrifice two sheep for their skins. The guilty pair learned their lesson and learned it well. There was only one way of salvation. God must come to fallen man's help. He must clothe him with the righteousness that the Lamb of God won for him at Calvary. Some people attempt to make their own suits of spiritual clothes, but God looks upon such clothes as filthy rags. Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6 says that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Adam's testimony carried to China was expressed in a precious character, Roman numeral 6, the Chinese character for righteousness. The Chinese character for righteousness, pronounced in Chinese as E. The Chinese characters for sheep and me give us the Chinese character for righteousness. The Chinese character for sheep and me give us the Chinese character for righteousness. The Chinese character for sheep covers the Chinese character for me, suggesting that the Lamb of God clothes me with righteousness. Amazing how this truth came to be written into the Chinese script over 2,000 years before the Lamb of God won for us our righteousness at Calvary. Amazing also that Noah's Chinese children accepted that God's remedy for sin and prescription for righteousness was a lamb, not any other animal. The 4,000-year-old Chinese characters for prohibition, devil, tempter, covet, naked, and righteousness teach providentially preserved elements of the garden drama. In particular, the Chinese character for naked teaches that all sinners are naked before God. Some sinners realize this and attempt to make their own suit of spiritual clothes. But the book of Isaiah says, as we saw just now, that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. However, the Chinese character for righteousness teaches that the Lamb of God provides the right clothing to all believing sinners. Have you been clothed with the righteousness the Lamb of God provides? Do you acknowledge that you are a sinner? Do you believe the gospel? Do you acknowledge that your own righteousness is as a filthy rag? You know, for a long time in my life, I thought that you could earn your salvation. For a long time, I thought you earned your salvation. I thought that you could do this through living good, good living. I thought you could achieve salvation by being a good person. I thought you could earn it through being kind to others or things like that. I thought you could kind of earn salvation. But then, I learned about God's grace. I realized the Bible said that we were saved by grace, and I found that salvation could not be earned. The Bible teaches us that it is not by our righteousness that we are saved. In other words, we can't be good enough, or act good enough, or any of those things. We just simply cannot do it and be saved. We have to trust the righteousness that the Lord Jesus Christ provides. We got to trust in the righteousness that Jesus Christ provides, and by doing that, we turn loose of all the things we believe will get us saved. We turn loose of all the things we believe will save us. And we do not trust our righteousness to cover us. We trust Jesus to cover us. Isn't that wonderful? In his Confessions, which contains his autobiography, Augustine describes how his conversion finally came in the year 385. He was in the garden, and as he was weeping and crying to God for deliverance from sin, he heard a child outside saying, "Take and read! Take and read!" He had got a copy of the New Testament there with him. He picked it up, and he opened in Romans chapter 13, verses 13 to 14. Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Augustine writes in his Confessions, "No further would I read, nor needed I, for instantly at the end of this sentence, by a like as you were of serenity infused into my heart, all the darkness of doubt vanished away." Augustine was transformed by the grace of God. Although I must though clarify that there are certain things I don't agree with him. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. The question is whether you have put on the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone covers you and brings righteousness. Let's pray.